is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of June, 2012, summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, longest day of the year. When the Northern Hemisphere is tilted toward the sun, receives more direct radiation for longer periods of time each day. Only a slight tilt, but it makes the difference between winter and summer. Called midsummer, thought to be a time when plants have magical properties and spirits were active. Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream reflects that. Still celebrated a major holiday in Scandinavia and Latvia and Northern Europe, when people take a long weekend to dance around maypoles and fill their houses with fresh flowers and burn straw witches in bonfires. It's the birthday of the poet Adam Zagajewski, born in Lwów, Poland, 1945. He was involved in the Solidarity movement of the 1980s, wrote political poems, but a few years ago he said, "Poets must have firm opinions about life and death, but not political opinions. I don't think that tax reform legislation is any business of poets." It's the birthday of the poet Anne Carson, born Toronto, 1950. Studied Latin in high school, then ancient Greek, became a professor of classics. Her newest book, Antigonic, an illustrated translation of the Greek tragedy Antigone, came out just last month. It's the 100th anniversary of the birth of Mary McCarthy, born in Seattle, 1912. Her parents both died during the influenza pandemic of 1918. She married Edmund Wilson, who encouraged her to write books of her own. She published her novel, The Group, in 1963. But her best book probably is her memoir, Memories of a Catholic Girlhood. Also remembered for her literary criticism, Gore Vidal said she was our most brilliant literary critic because she was uncorrupted by compassion. Carried on a famous feud with the playwright Lillian Hellman. Lillian Hellman referred to Mary McCarthy as a lady magazine writer. McCarthy called Hellman a dishonest writer. Every word she writes is a lie, including and the. It's the birthday of Ian McEwan, born in Aldershot, England, 1948, who British critics nicknamed Ian Macabre because he usually wrote about gore and grisliness, bestiality, incest. McEwan said, "I want something to happen in my stories, and I want to sort of push them to the edge. Most threats in life come from the unpredictable, random, cruel behavior of other people." His breakout novel was in 2001, Atonement. His most recent novel, Solar, a black comedy about climate change. And his newest book, Sweet Tooth, comes out at the end of summer, about a Cold War spy operation. Here's a poem by William Blake, Laughing Song. When the green woods laugh with the voice of joy and the dimpling stream runs laughing by, when the air does laugh with our merry wit and the green hill laughs with the noise of it, when the meadows laugh with lively green and the grasshopper laughs in the merry scene, when Mary and Susan and Emily with their sweet round mouths sing ha ha he, when the painted birds laugh in the shade where our table with cherries and nuts is spread, come live and be merry and join with me to sing the sweet chorus of ha ha he. William Blake's Laughing Song. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.